Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Eurofarma. Remember to visit them at EurofarmaUSA.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
If there was ever any doubt that modern life disrupts our digestion, just look at the number of ads for heartburn remedies, laxatives, and diarrhea relievers. The typical American diet, lack of exercise, out-of-control stress levels, and the sheer speed of life today can keep our stomachs in a constant state of turmoil. As a result, a growing number of Americans suffer from everyday maladies like indigestion, flatulence, and constipation. To more serious woes like irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease. But probiotics can fortify our defenses against these tummy troubles. Join me today for an in-depth discussion on how these beneficial bacteria can support digestion and immunity, as well as vaginal and urinary health. It's kind of hard today to go anywhere and not actually hear the word probiotics being talked about. So, what are probiotics? Well, probiotics are live microorganisms, mainly bacteria, but some yeasts, which are thought to provide numerous health benefits. In order to provide these health benefits, probiotics need to be able to survive the acid environment of the stomach. They also need to be taken in adequate quantities. Some of the proven health benefits of probiotics. A lot of good research, scientific research, suggesting that probiotics are effective for gastrointestinal problems, including everyday things that we experience, talk about, and suffer with, like diarrhea, irritable bowel problems, you know, even some food intolerances, and just plain discomfort, bloating, gas, heartburn, indigestion. So we have to remember that when you're dealing with probiotics, there are different ways to approach probiotics in your daily routine. First of all, in your diet. You can add probiotics to your diet by eating good quality probiotic foods, things like fermented cabbage, you know, also known as sauerkraut, probiotic yogurt, milk kefir, and some of the actual fermentations of vegetables. Things like kimchi, miso soup are some wonderful ways of putting it into your diet and in a beneficial way. Now, on the topic of yogurt, I'm a huge believer in using raw or kosher or Greek yogurt. You know, the plain yogurt with none of the candy coatings and none of the sugar additives and none of the candy sweeteners that are added to it. I'm talking about eating just plain yogurt. Now, if you want to dress up your own yogurt, that's fine. At least this way you'll know exactly what's in the yogurt products. I love Greek yogurt. I love adding in chia seeds. I like adding in my own fruit. To me, it just allows me to know what is exactly in the yogurt that I'm eating. Because many times, you know, we'll think we're doing something great for ourselves by eating a yogurt. But by the time we get it into our system and we take away the candy coatings and the flavors and the crunchy things and the dehydrated little fruits that they add to it, there's not a lot of healthy probiotic or fermented anything left. Very little, actually. Is it considered a great snack? Yeah, I'll give it that for a snack. But I would never try to rely on flavored or sugared yogurt as a source of my probiotics. People ask all the time about probiotics, when is the best time to take it? You can take it either on an empty stomach. You can also take it with a meal. When you eat a meal, the pH of the stomach rises. The higher the pH, the more likely that it is that the probiotic organisms will survive their journey through the stomach. Probably makes more sense to take your probiotic around a half or an hour after eating. That's pretty comfortable. People will ask all the time, is this something I should do on a daily basis? And it absolutely is. You know, we have gone from a time when most people were dealing with normal digestion every single day. We were eating good foods. We were eating foods that had good nutritional value. We were seeing very little gastric problems in our country as a whole. But today, you can go down any aisle in the drugstore or the entire aisle and many, many shelves of products and symptomatic relief products for gas and bloating and heartburn and digestion and acid suppressive medications, primarily because of the fact that so many people are very verbal about, you know, not wanting to suffer with poor digestion. But we as a nation also have to remember that we need to be taking much of the responsibility of these unhealthy gut situations. We ourselves, through our choices of food and our beverages, have truly put ourselves in harm's way because we are gravitating toward foods that are nutritionally threatening to the body, inflammatory in nature, and also void of most of the healthy nutrients that we need every single day. It doesn't have to be overwhelming, and it doesn't have to be confusing. But nonetheless, it ends up being that way. And the reason being is because most people, we might not be doing our homework like we should. And because we're not doing our homework, we end up having a situation where we might just grab anything off a shelf, you know, to exactly decide one of the best ways of servicing our body and putting our body in a better, healthier balance. Now, we need to remember that many times today, our lifestyles are pushing us into a time when we are depleting our probiotics from just everyday living. Since probiotics are technically bacteria, there is evidence that severely immune-compromised individuals can have counterindications in their body when they're running low on poor diets most of the time, causing a low level of friendly bacteria. I am truly one who thinks that we need to colonize these wonderful healthy bacteria every single day. Now, the way that I kind of describe using probiotics and the reason that I recommend taking them once a day, even upwards of twice a day, is because of the fact that I basically describe the process as we're colonizing. We're like a contractor and we're building a row of condominiums all along the digestive tract, all the way through the intestinal byways, if you will. And then the next day we go in and we build another row right behind them. And that continues and continues until we are saturating our bodies with healthy bacteria. And as they are destroyed or sacrificed on the main front line, one of the ones behind it kind of steps up to the plate and slides in. So this way, we are always prepared for bacteria and overgrowth of yeast like candida and a weakening of the immune system and an agitation of the digestive tract. And when we are having foods that have very unhealthy bacteria, or we are having a field day living in a world of overconsumption of sugars and processed foods, we need to have the availability of being able to rebuild and restructure and put our body into a more balanced way of being able to be prepared for the things we do every day. Now, it's true. We do need to make certain changes. And the people that have made these changes, the people that are eating more of a, well, like a Mediterranean diet, a anti-inflammatory diet, these people are preparing their body by giving them good food and fruits and vegetables and healthy yogurt and maybe even things like adding into it, you know, a variety like miso soup or kimchi or kombucha or some of these wonderful things that are fermented every single day. But when you bring in things like probiotic yogurt and milk kefir and fermented cabbage and tempeh and kimchi and things like this, your body is going to be healthier for it. Not only that day, but every day, moving forward, because you are preparing your body on a daily basis with these healthy foods. Now, even though I incorporate in a lot of these foods into my diet, and I know they make a dramatic difference in the way I feel, I still would never solely rely on them because of the fact that the world today, we've got way too many bacteria and pathogens and microorganisms that are damaging our body and damaging the microbiome and are damaging our microflora every single day. People are on a plethora of medications and over-the-counter type symptomatic relief products. And all of these in their own right can destroy your friendly bacteria, your good probiotics. some of the medications you are using every day that may be saving your life in one area or another can also be causing devastating effects to the friendly bacteria in your intestinal tract. So am I a big component of using probiotics? Yes, I am. And to me, it just makes a dramatic difference to make sure that you're using quality probiotics. So you want to make sure that you're asking questions, you know, about the products, about the how they're manufactured and who is manufacturing them. And you want to make sure that you are doing everything you possibly can to get the best quality probiotics available. How are they shipped? Are they shipped in hot trucks? Are they refrigerated when they're shipped? How do they leave the facility? Are the people actually manufacturing themselves? Are they buying them from a second party? Do you have assays on the label? These are things that are very important that you should be looking for. If you have more than one strain, are they broken down to be able to tell you how many of each are in every single capsule or tablet or powder? It's just some things to look for. I'll never forget when I was first getting into the field, goodness, 30 some years ago, I'll never forget the day I was working in my first health food store and I saw a bottle of Acidophilus, and it actually had 50 million biological bacteria on the label. Well, I was just ecstatic. I never saw million of anything anywhere. And here it was, a product with 50 million biological bacteria. And I was just overjoyed to be able to see something with that magnitude of bacteria. And all of a sudden, a year or so later, they came out with a super Acidophilus, and it was 3.5 billion. Well, here I was again, I've never saw anything like that before. I mean, 70 of these capsules to equal one of these? Well, why would anybody want to do anything but take the one? Because potency was really starting to become an issue. And that's kind of where we are today. You'll see products with 5, 10, 50, 100, 200, 500 billion biological-friendly bacteria per capsule, tablet, or powder dosage. My goodness. Have we got that unhealthy? Yeah, we have. Is our need and has our need for these individual bacteria and probiotic products become so intense that we can't get by with the lower dosages anymore? Yeah, there's a good information that's leading us down that road. But we also want to make sure that we're getting a quality probiotic that we could depend on what's on the label and whether they survive our stomach acids and whether they get to where they need to be to start colonizing. You know, today I hear from people all the time, you know, because I make recommendations on probiotics who have been, you know, dealing with everything from upset stomachs to digestive problems to elimination problems and gas and bloating and heartburn, and they start noticing such dramatic differences. They kind of get agitated because no one's ever told them about reestablishing the friendly bacteria. But, you know, sometimes we need to do some homework. Sometimes we need to do our own work on the side and answer our own questions. And, you know, sometimes if you're not asking the questions, the answers are not going to come your way. So it reminds me all the time to make sure that you are putting your questions down on paper. And when you go to your health food store, make sure it's a store where people are very knowledgeable. And to me, that really just makes good sense because we live in an information world. And having great information, you know, is truly, you know, part of the big picture. And if you're not prepared for it, you're going to be left out in the dark. Want to see what's coming up on the show? Like our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. Walking into most health food stores today, well, it can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine packed with useful information on a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. You know, we're talking about information. You know, information is really important. It's going to help us make those wise, healthy decisions. You know, magazines like Better Nutrition, up to date and timely and relevant for today's world. A good book you might want to try to read, and if not get it, check it out. But pick it up and read it because it's loaded with information. It's called The Probiotic Cure. Harnessing the Power of Good Bacteria for Better Health by Marnie Whittakin. So, you know, sometimes there's some information that's out there, but we need to make sure that we have the availability of reading good information. Be picky about your supplements. Be picky about your information. Website of the week, health.harvard.edu/vitamins and supplements/health benefits of taking probiotics. I'm sure if you go to health.harvard.edu and do a search for probiotics, you'll find some good information. Because it is important for us today to have as much information as possible. I know right now that there was a time early in my career where I was told that I should recommend Acidophilus at that time, long before they were called probiotics, to anyone that was going into surgery, anyone that was going to be on an antibiotic for a week to 10 days. I was always trained that they should use a probiotic or an Acidophilus at that time for a week or two to kind of reestablish their friendly bacteria. And back then, that was important. Now, today we live in a world where probiotics are necessary every day, not just because of our bad taste in food, not just because of the chemicals and the preservatives and the additives and the pesticides that are in the foods we're eating and the air we're breathing, but also in the artificial colors used in our clothing, you know, cosmetics and different things today that we're exposed to that are absorbed into our body. We need to be protected and keep our defenses as high as possible. But we have to remember, we are a nation that is very, very hooked on sodas and sugar and pre-made foods and microwavable foods and fast foods. And all of these are not only inflammatory, but also very draining. A lot of sugar in your diet can cause dramatic weakening of your probiotic reserves. So if you skip a week or 2 weeks, you're going to be in a deficit. And you could actually cause an imbalance of sugar and then yeast, because sugar feeds the yeast. So we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that we have daily consumption of great quality probiotics. And then, of course, try to get some of these probiotic foods in. Now, one thing I will say, being able to read labels is important. There's a whole bunch of foods and snacks out there that say they're probiotic foods and snacks. I don't know how comfortable I feel with a lot of them. I think in the industry, there's some really good products, but then there's a lot of companies that are just using and throwing around the word probiotic, and the way that those individual snacks and products are processed, there's probably little to no way that you'd be getting any benefit in probiotics by that point in time, especially when a lot of heat was used and chemicals, and they're sitting on a shelf and they're not getting any kind of protection. I would never rely on those. I mean, could they be a healthy snack? Sure. Would I rely on them as my source of probiotics? Absolutely not. Because I'm already not relying on probiotic yogurts and milk kefir and fermented cabbage and tempeh and kimchi and all those wonderful things. I love them in my diet because it gives me a good sense of comfort. But I'm still making sure that I'm using probiotics every single day because I don't want to be in a situation where I'm, you know, lacking in something that I could have been taking every single day. Today, going to the doctor, today, going into the hospital, today, working in germ-filled environments, having probiotics in your system every day is a peace of mind, which is very, very important. And let's face it, if you're eating the standard American diet, eating a lot of chicken and meat and pork and things like that, you're actually going to have a situation where you are truly suffering with a lot of the problems that are out there. And one of the best ways of dealing with those foods that you're eating is to make sure that you have the availability of being able to suppress everything that you're doing. And the only way to suppress it is to make sure that you have a good reserve of those things built up in your system. Now, I have learned that when you build these things in your body, you are going to be able to make a dramatic difference. Now, let's look at it this way. If you're eating food and meats like from cattle and you're eating chicken and they're raised on a farm where they're feed and they may be injected with a lot of antibiotics. So you're eating a lot of foods that are antibiotic prone. People say, well, I'm not on antibiotics, but we're getting antibiotics in our food supply. Another reason to have preventive probiotics in your system. So whether you're eating a great clean diet, living in a stressful world, and you're busy and you're on the go, even though you have a great diet, you're still exposed to stress and air and everything else that's out there, having probiotics is a plus and a necessity today. If you're eating an unhealthy diet, the standard American diet, and you're doing all the bad things, and you know you need to make a difference, but you're not quite there and ready to make those differences, are you a candidate? Oh, absolutely. And how easy is it to take a probiotic capsule or tablet every day? Open the bottle, take it, drink some water, done. You have just made a dramatic difference in your health in a very, very easy way. Children, absolutely. Pregnant mothers, you bet. Breastfeeding mothers, absolutely as well. I think at every age. I think today, starting your kids off very young with probiotics is something that is extremely beneficial for their life, for their health, for their growth, for their brain, for their digestive system. All of these things are very, very intensified in a positive way by having a foundation of probiotics. I'm very happy with all the commercials out there advertising yogurts. Some of them I probably would not eat because I think there's too much sugar and flavorings in them. But you know what has done? It has taught people the word probiotic. And people are aware of the word probiotic. People understand that it's for your gut and for your compromised gut and for your digestive system and for elimination and for bloating and gas and heartburn and indigestion. And they learned that right on TV. So I'm thankful to the media that's out there today and the information that's taught people about the word probiotic, because it's so important that them learning that word could be the difference between them being really healthy and not very healthy. I would make sure every single day, if I was you, that I was using a probiotic, just as I do, because it makes dramatic differences. I notice it not only in my gut, but in elimination, urinary tract health, my skin. And now we're hearing even more information on the preparedness that's happening to our immune system, the stimulating of a healthy immune system. And all of this is happening because we're putting our probiotics back in where they belong. It doesn't have to be overwhelming, and it doesn't have to be confusing. It's pretty basic. If we have preventive army in our intestinal tract and our stomach and our gut that is there to defend us and build us up and make us stronger and give us more of a preventive nation inside of our gut that keeps us strong against foreign entities that we are absorbing into our body by no fault of our own, or the things that we are putting into our body by the things we choose or from our vices that we have every day. Wherever they fall, however they get inside of our body, at least if we're prepared, we're going to be able to keep our body healthier and stronger. There's a lot of people I know today that are at the gastroenterologist with gastric problems and all different kinds of lower bowel and stomach problems, and they are suffering every single day. And I'll ask every one of them, have you made the changes to your diet? Well, yes and no. Are you drinking enough water? Well, I really don't like water. Well, okay. Are you taking probiotics? No, I've been thinking about that. And then the first thing that comes across my mind, you are dealing with gastric gut problems and colon and digestive and elimination problems. And the one thing that you should be using is the one thing you're not. I don't know how to stress the importance of probiotics. And if you're someone that's suffering with gastrointestinal problems, talk to your gastroenterologist, talk to your general practitioner, talk to your doctor about the use of good quality probiotics. Do some research on your own and have the research with you when you talk to your doctor. Because I can't find anybody that is not going to be 100% thrilled with having a better feeling gut and a better quality digestive system and healthier skin and sweeter breath, and a better elimination, and dealing with a better urinary tract, and a healthier prostate, and a more relaxed stomach that's not in turmoil all the time. These are all really good things. And it's not like you're having to, you know, do something major to do a probiotic every day. Like I said, you open the bottle, you swallow the tablet or capsule, you're done. You know, many of the things that we do today involves going to the store and shopping for good foods and preparing our healthy foods a certain way and going to the gym and doing our cardiovascular exercise and all those things. All of those are very important for a healthy way of living. But here's something that takes no effort other than to go pick a quality product out, bring it home, take it every single day, and then sit back and get the benefit. Is it crucial for us to use probiotics today? Yes, I think it is. And do I think it's going to get any better on its own? No, I don't. Because I think that the processed food industry has put us into a category where we are not getting any healthier. And we are not heading in a healthy direction. And the worst part of it is every single one of us knows how good or bad we are to ourselves. Every one of us gets up every morning with the best intentions. But somehow life just gets in the way. But a probiotic is something you could do every single day. If you go downstairs in the morning before you leave, you go in the refrigerator, you take out the bottle, you take out a capsule or two, you swallow them with a glass of water, you put it back in, and you have peace of mind that you have a healthy defense system in your gut, in your intestines, in your urinary tract, and that you are ahead of the game for the things that are coming your way every single day. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is Talk Healthy Today Show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast of the shows available at radiomd.com. I thank you all for listening. Pick up your probiotics. Stay well.